majesties and noble lords, welcome to our palace. Let there be music and merriment. And let the feasting begin. Just a word about the menu. I've been thinking recently, and it occurred to me that royal banquets have become far too grand, and everyone eats far too much food. So, I decided that this banquet would be very, very simple. None of those elaborate dishes with rich sauces. Instead, the royal chef has prepared an excellent thin soup. Oh, dear, dear, don't look so glum. I was only joking. This is actually one of my famous sausage banquets. So, without further ado, bring on the sausages.
At first it seemed as if everything was going to be all right. But then the king began to look rather pale.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
By the second course of sausages, he looked decidedly under the weather. And by the third course, it was obvious that His Majesty was not at all well.
Is something wrong, my dear? Oh, no. Send for the royal doctors!
So they did.
Breathe deeply.
Hold your breath.
Close your eyes.
Open wide. Say ah.
Ah. Give him air.
Give him water.
Give him wine.
Give him smelly salts.
Pat his back.
Mop his brow.
Take his pulse.
Test his eyes.
But the doctors couldn't find out what was wrong with the king. And then at last, he told them.
Not enough bacon. Not enough taste.
It's all the fault of that horrid Lady Mousikins.
So the queen explained about Lady Mousikins and the royal bacon. And the king immediately sent for the royal clockmaker and engineer. And do you know what his name was?
How could we know his name, Godpapa?
Let me guess. It was,
Christian Elias Drosselmeyer.
Well, well, well. Oh,
the same name as yours, Godpapa.
Indeed. He was a brilliantly clever man. And he'd become very famous in his own city, which was some long way away. And he'd only recently been appointed royal clockmaker. And so Drosselmeyer agreed to try and find a way to rid the palace of the mice. For weeks he worked in secret. And at last he was ready.
There, your majesties. Wonderful. What on earth is it?
A machine, sire.
What does it do?
Watch. Take a crisply fried bacon rind and attach it to this hook, which is suspended a few inches above the kitchen floor. Then, the moment that a mouse takes the bacon rind, the machine automatically switches itself on like this.
Then what does it do?
Then, this lever connects with this arm, which operates this pulley, which activates this flywheel, which engages with this cogwheel and rotates this winch in an anti-clockwise direction.
Ah!
Then this ratchet on this pinwheel releases this cage, which